Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population Dunnigan.
Kyle Moose Knuckle Dunnigan.
Oops,
how are you?
Moose Knuckles abound.
It is so fun to have you on and just gag around one of our favorite people to just we get around him and we just get silly, Dan.
Does your audience know about Moose Knuckle?
We can do it right now. We can talk about it right now. Moose Knuckle was, to us, a phrase that we bandied about with you, but only as Johnny Carson.
Coming up, we've got 7 Moose Knuckles on the show.
Top 10 Moose Knuckles on the board. We asked our audience.
It's a game show.
This is one of those things where we laughed so hard we were crying, but when we explained it to people, we can never make it.
No,
it
was
tragic.
And then there was a bar in Austin.
It was festival van humor.
And then we can't get out of the Moose Knuckles cycle that we're cycling.
How many Moose Knuckles does it take to fill a Moose Knuckle? Your answer?
4 Moose Knuckles.
It was like Family Feud was the sort of.
But Carson was hosting.
Carson
was hosting.
Carson
had taken over for Steve Harvey and or Dick Dawson. At any rate, it was dumb. We were dumb. We get really dumb and silly when we're with you, and that's kind of perfect for this show, right, Dan?
Heck yeah.
We got to get dumb in this world a little bit.
I'm excited.
Sometimes it's. I say that we.
What episode is this?
This is episode 8,000.
How many have we done?
I can't even imagine.
Dan, what is this? Do we know?
I don't even know.
I have no idea.
It's probably like 700. We're way up there. But I'll
should I get a podcast? Is it too late?
It's not too late.
No.
I think you're going to be an early adapter if you get one.
Not a lot of
people. We'll do it. But
not a lot of people have them.
Yeah. If you have a thing you want to do, I'd
I don't
do
feel
it.
Like my.
Just turn on the mics and start talking.
I don't feel like I. Well, here's the thing. And you do something, and then people go, you do that, do this other thing that makes money. But that's not what I do. I know it seems like. I do that.
I mean, what you do on Instagram is so GD funny. And we'll get into all that.
We'll get into it later.
Kyle, okay. We're wasting valuable dumb time here. We've got a good story sent to us and sent to Dan.
Go
you go to tweet at Daniel Van Kirk and do hashtag dumb people down. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly who sent it and when.
Yeah.
Let's get into a story.
Ready? This was sent in by Linda Hartman at LKHTMN.
Linda Hartman.
My favorite TV show.
Linda Hartman. Mm-hmm. Here's the headline. Paramedics, free man stuck in pool. That's either a very big man
or a
very,
very
small
pool.
Yeah, we're going to need a bigger pool.
We're going to need
it. Isn't that from Jaws?
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger pool.
Police and paramedics.
I'm going with vent. I'm going with
stuck in the vent.
Vent.
I'm going to say stepped into the.
Great.
Jay, what is the thing that you.
Little suction filter thing?
It's like it is the filter, but you step into the thing.
That's what I meant. Is that what I said? What did I say?
I think you said the right.
Vent. I'm going to say penis in the light socket.
Penis in the light socket. Two bits.
Police and paramedics made an early morning call to a motel to free a man whose penis was caught in a swimming pool suction fitting.
Okay, I was close.
Jay was close.
I was freaking close.
Penis in the light socket, Jay.
Okay. There's no electricity involved.
We put ours together.
Yeah.
At what point, you know that moment when you realize, oh my God, I can't get my penis out of here? We've all been there. When you know.
Because there was a minute before he put it in where he was probably like, Do I do this?
Again?
What's the worst that could happen?
Again.
No one's around.
Right.
I can't imagine you think that's going to work.
Well, and if he's circumcised, there's not to get too graphic.
Get graphic, Jason.
It's going to go in a triangle, but then there's a lot.
It's going to come out in a parallelogram.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a thing that you got to.
You got to get it. It's like.
Wait a minute.
A mushroom top
the
goes
The thing
in.
That sucks is down on the bottom of the
right.
thing.
Right.
Right.
The sides push
no,
out.
No. Okay,
that's what
so
I would
no,
think
here's
too.
What it is, Dan. I've got it in my brain. There are
the man who's done this.
I've done this.
All right. Let me explain to you how it works.
Tested the theory.
So there's a jet like little jet holes on the side of the pool. He's not underwater.
Right. You check it for consent.
And you ask if it's okay.
Are you okay with me doing this?
Yeah. And then enthusiastic, too. It's got to be into it big time.
You can only do it at a comedy festival. You stick it in, and then you hold it in, and you see what happens. And I don't know.
Wait a minute. You push past the jet push?
Yeah, so maybe there isn't a jet push in
but
there.
It's just sucking it out.
Thing, and
the giant
feels
sucking
good.
Sound. Okay, fine.
A clerk.
I just felt.
Go ahead.
I just feel like the suction thing is not up high because that's dangerous.
But I think
that's
it has to be
by your toe.
In this case, it has to be.
He can't be underwater. He can't like be on the ground.
No, he's not underwater.
You're right.
You're
okay.
Dead.
Okay. The top.
Okay.
Sucks.
You're dead.
Okay, people. The top can suck your cock. Okay.
A clerk at the Scottish Inn Motel.
By the way, we're nowhere near Scotland. Am I right?
That's
like when someone
says, Tampa Bay.
Where do they live in Tampa Bay? In Canterbury Arms.
Okay,
court.
You know,
that's a terrible
cracked out
Caspian court.
I'll open up my tell you. All right, go
ahead.
Sir, this is
getting a pool here real quick.
No, sir, the pool's closed. Actually,
sir, the pool's closed. Where are you? Wait, sir, put your trunks back on, sir.
Pretty high for a second.
He knows.
A clerk at the Scottish Inn Motel, which I guarantee every cop knows the quickest route to. Yep. I just feel like with that name and this sort of stuff happening, there's like a lot of blood stains on the sheets.
Mm-hmm. Got another one at the SI.
Yeah. we got no problem at SH. Probably called SH to the time.
That's an SM.
The Scottish Inn Motel
S&M.
Made a 911 call in the early hours of Friday saying that a man was trapped in the swimming pool. Mm.
Isn't that an R. Kelly song?
Yes. As I approached the man, a police officer wrote in his report, I could see his pants were down to his knees and his penis was stuck in a suction hole located on the north side wall of the swimming pool. You're supposed to do that on a south side wall.
Right, first of all, if your penis is stuck, pants are on your knees, at least
bring them up as high as you can
for dignity. Just, the last bit of dignity.
Zip around it. But the other thing is, so Dan, you're right. There is no water in this pool.
It can't be, right?
So it may be down by the bottom.
No.
I don't know. No. So he walked down into the pool and said, let me see if this fits into this.
Right.
Wait a minute. He went to go fuck a pool. Yes. He didn't even go into swim.
He fuck a pool and fall in love.
That's right.
That's worse.
If you're swimming and something feels good. In love. I fucked a pool and fell in love.
Yes, I did.
Wait, I think I get a piano in here. Might be a little late.
Get it? No,
I
get
fucked
it.
A pool and fell in love.
Yes, I did. Okay.
Elvin Bishop. Elvin Bishop, but it was the lead singer from Starship. That guy who sang, Jane, you're playing a game.
Is he the same one that sings Miracles?
No, that's Marty Balin. That's Jefferson Airplane.
No, it's Starship.
Starship is where Airplane became. Marty Balin, but then they got the other guy. Whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, what does this have to do with penises and suction things?
I don't know, but as I approached the man, the officer, I could see his pants were down his knees, and he was stuck located on the north side pool.
Good police work.
If you are having sex with a pool, there's no way this is your first time, right?
Dude, he's cheating on a jacuzzi across
the
town. Dude, he's cheating on
a... Well, the pool was... empty?
Yeah. It's early morning hours what they say.
Early morning hours.
So I imagine it's after hours.
The water dips down.
Yes. There's like a tide.
Low tide in the swimming pool.
A police officer identified the man as Robert Scott Chevrant of Lakeland.
Chevrant.
Chevrant.
Chevrant is French for bad decision maker.
For sure. The pool's pump was shut off before paramedics arrived.
Yeah,
but his wasn't.
Wait, so there was
but
water.
But he got a pump. Help!
Yes, there was water, but I'm thinking it was somewhere around the shallow end of the pool, maybe waist high. They had some sort of a suction vent in the pool.
If it was Jeffrey Epstein, it would have been a kid's pool.
Okay. The pump's pool was shut off before paramedics arrived, but Robert Scott Chevrant could still not free himself because his penis had become swollen in the small hole that serves as part of the pool's filtration system.
This should have been the plot of Free Willy. Am I right or am I right?
I can't get my penis out of the hole.
Chevrant!
But also, so essentially...
It is me, Jean-Tichon Chevrant.
He has...
You know that moment where you go,
Go ahead.
Hi, I need help. First of all, you're panicked. Right?
So, listen, Kyle, how long does he try to work himself out of before he's like, I got it. It's somebody out here.
The stages are this. You know the stages of grief?
Yeah, right. You go through it.
It's the same basic. First, it's
like 127 hours. Fuck.
Then it's terror. Denial. Then it's...
I bet I can get this out. This. Denial.
I bet I can get it out. Comes back, I would guess, every like third or fourth
you
round.
Cycle
anger,
through it.
Why did I fuck a pool is the next thing. Why would I fuck
right.
a pool?
What is this really about? What am I actually like working through?
What are we doing in life? And then denial.
Severe depression. I've got to now yell out somebody to some else. Woman to, that I peanut fucking.
And then
ruled.
Submission.
And then there's final acceptance.
Submission. Right. That's right.
Oh my God.
But does he go full 127 where he's like, do I cut this off?
Nope.
How do I?
27 hours.
But yeah, but the part where he starts yelling for like, little help. Somebody.
Stuck in the pool.
A lot of help.
A lot of help. Because essentially, this is
a tremendous amount of help,
please.
Touching this is the how void. A cock ring works. For men is touching that it tightens around so that you stay erect. And so he once it got stuck in there and all the blood was trapped on the other side of wherever this
he's
enclosure
thinking
began,
of throw mama from stuck. The train. You know, anything else.
Poolophilia is a rare thing, but pool. I don't know how you get aroused.
Yeah, I don't know. Just by pool.
Were there other people there? No, it was like 2 hours.
Yeah, I think it was late. I think it was late. The pool's pump was shut off before paramedics arrived. He put it in a small hole that was part of the pool's filtration system.
That's the actually most embarrassing part. He could put his penis in the pool.
Please don't write that in there. Yeah. Please don't
Let's
put that
Let's just say
in.
It was a hole. We don't have to qualify.
Talk about how big it is.
Paramedics inserted a lubricant around the suction fitting.
And that must have been fun.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yes. Hey, Dave, come on over here.
And after about how long... Were they able to free Robert Scott Chevron? So from the moment
did they give him the lube?
No.
And say, hey, work can, that in, or they
I don't think
in.
They can trust him to do anything. That's right.
It says they.
Right. He's probably.
Yeah, he's like, put it on my bare buttocks. No, sir. You need to get out of the.
They inserted a lubricant around the suction fitting, and after about
they
how
did.
Long? Yes.
Dan, they did.
Okay, let's see after how
from
long.
From the moment I'm they get say, there to be like, all right, we're going to get you out there, little buddy.
Till. They get, all right.
Till he gets out.
I'm assuming it's a long time by how you're setting this
you
up.
You never know.
So I'm going to say 3 hours.
Jay, what do you say? 5 a.m. it happened. Jay, what do you think?
45 minutes.
Okay.
I think two and a half hours.
Okay. Paramedics inserted a lubricant around the suction fitting, and after about 40 minutes, we're able to free Robert
Jay,
Scott Chevron.
Nice.
Wow. Robert Scott Chevron, who had rented a room at the motel, told police he had gone swimming around 12:30 a.m.
Yep.
And he was discovered after how much time? So now...
2.5 hours.
Yeah, okay, we're going 2.5 from Kyle. This is from the moment he was at 12:30 until he was discovered.
Oh, discovered.
Pools.
Oh,
sexing.
So they started working on him
That took 40 minutes.
So they started working on him at 2 a.m.
No, they haven't said...
I thought you said 2 a.m. Mm-hmm.
That was somebody's guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how
earlier
long,
Kyle had that as Kyle a throwaway.
Kyle said
2.5
hours.
2.5 hours.
He said 2.5 hours. So that'd be 3 a.m. he'd be out. I think it's 4 hours. I think he was discovered an hour later.
One of you is exactly right.
Kyle
Scott Chevron was outside
in the
pool sexing until someone saw his ass.
Dude, pool
literally.
Sexing. So do you want to, Kyle, do you,
so we get to play who do
you
think is
right?
Right?
Now, Kyle, did you...
I know
okay,
I'm right.
Okay.
I know I'm right.
I know the pool. I know Jean-Claude Chevron. I know the whole situation.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme of pool.
I'm going to say Kyle's right. I like
I
his
think
confidence.
It's me. I All think
right.
it's me.
Okay. He was discovered after 4 hours.
Whoa!
No!
Yes. Why didn't I trust myself?
No.
I've been close on two other ones in the story.
Jay, you're like one hair off on this
He
thing.
Was treated at Lakeland four Regional. Hours. So 4 hours, he's out there four humping. Hour.
Yeah.
And then 40 minutes with the help of lube from the
fire department.
Paramedics.
Yeah.
Paramedics.
Yeah. God.
He was treated at Lakeland Regional Medical Center and released with bruised genitalia.
That's a catch and release.
I saw them at Vans.
Catch and release.
Bruised genitalia. Coming up right after Limp Bizkit. That to me is limp. This is Limp Bizkit.
There also has to be a
talk
band.
Talk about a Limp Bizkit.
There has to be a band called Catch and Release, right? Yes. There has to be.
And I'm going
to
look it up. Talk about a Limp Bizkit. I spent 40 minutes trying to get this guy's pecker out of the pool, and I was saying, give me something to break. Huh?
We're going
to
get out of story one with this question. How old do you think Robert Scott Chevron is? Robert Scott Chevron.
Okay.
Now, he rents a room at the Scottish Inn Motel.
So Dan, I just want you to know that Catch and Release is a high-energy Celtic-influenced band.
Covering
both traditional and modern Celtic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Catch and Release.
High-energy act of Catch and Release.
They have songs like... Matt Simons has a song called Catch and
Release. I went to the store and bought their CD, but then I just gave it back to... I had it for a few days, and then I gave it to
Skip. Set it on the ground.
Sent it back to the store from whence it came.
Okay.
How old do you think Robert Scott Chevron is?
How old is he?
He rents
Kyle?
A room at the
Robert,
Scottish Inn.
Scott Chevron. I would say he's got to be under 40 because you got to know what your penis can take by the time he's 40. I'm going to You'd think.
You would think. So this is a life lesson.
By you saying this, I feel it's really old, though, by you saying, setting this up.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to just, because it can't be a normal age, right? By the way,
it could be any age in dumb people.
You're not going to go 28. Like you're
never know. Although 28 sounds like a 28-year-old's move.
Right.
Correct.
I'm going to say he's like 70 years old.
70 years old.
I think it's weird.
I took the pill, and I had to use it.
I put my dick in a pool.
I'm not going to waste it, Cheryl. Geez. All right, I'm going to say 47.
47 from Jason Sklar.
I think he's 36.
36 from Randy Sklar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Story number one. We'll get out of here on this. Mm-hmm. Robert Scott
Chevron the third
is 33 years old.
Oh! That is normal. That's normal.
Jeez.
I don't think any of this is normal,
nothing,
Kyle.
None of it.
Yes, the age is normal. Well, it's not normal. It's a little old.
It's in the range of
the way you set up, you were like, now, how old?
No. You can't go by Dan. I know.
It's all over the place.
Dan doesn't give tells.
Dan's good at masking. He gives no tells.
I didn't know that.
All right, first one. We've never done a story about a guy trying to have sex with a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you guys this before we go to break. What if he up and marries the pool? We've seen people marry chandeliers before. What if he
would make it okay? Like when the teacher married the student and it worked out, it almost makes it.
The one time it worked.
What's the pool's name? Chlorine.
There we go. Clarine.
I want to know what the sentence was when he finally saw somebody. It's been 4 hours. He's got to ask for help. What do you say?
Yeah.
Right.
Excuse me.
Brandy, what do you say?
Excuse me, I'm just having a little trouble over here. Can you get somebody to, like a maintenance person?
I would put it on the
situation. You're having problems with the pool. The pool's having a problem.
It appears that I'm stuck.
Yeah.
It appears I'm stuck. I would say, can you call 911? I got stuck. Yeah.
Yeah. I got stuck.
You won't believe the accident that happened.
I don't want the management coming.
Nope.
Immediately call 911.
Because you know there'll be like the assistant manager comes out and then someone else comes out. What's going on here, Betty? And like eight people are like, no, his dick is stuck in the thing.
Where
is
he? Need a towel?
No, he doesn't need a towel.
He's staying in there until he gets it. Where is he?
Who's stuck in the pool?
He's right in front of you.
You don't want someone coming up late in that conversation going, who's stuck in the pool?
Yeah, you don't want any of what do we got here. You want everybody to know.
What do we got?
Every hotel I go to, they're like, pool closes at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Right.
This pool's open all night?
Well, I don't know if it was open all night. Well, it was open for him.
I mean, if the cover's off it's open to him.
Nothing was open, really.
Chevron don't care.
Guess what was closed? The suction jet. All right, there you go. There it is. First story down in the books. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Kyle Dunnigan's got going on, how you can follow him, watch all the funny stuff that he does, and then more. And then later on the show, character madness. It's character madness, Dan. We're going to have it on this show. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We have Kyle Dunnigan with us.
You look great.
That's right.
In the flesh.
In the flesh. Zoom.
You look great.
You guys show the video?
Yeah,
sometimes we do.
Sometimes, yeah.
Your hair looks fantastic.
Your hair looks really good.
Fantastic, because I look really good today. You know those days when you look good?
Yeah, and you feel
you,
good.
You know,
yeah,
you know
look
it.
Good. Yeah, you look know good.
Well, and then see it.
That's right. You want people to understand. How can people follow you? Because I'm again,
Kyle Dunnigan's Instagram will make you happy. I want to just say this. This is the highest compliment I can give Kyle Dunnigan. I have sent videos that Kyle has done two people to make them laugh and cheer them up and put them on like email chains, like the like I'm a mom in Nebraska,
right? But the,
I love that. That's my favorite thing.
The new age one of the guy who's recording kind of like the relaxation video, but his mom, and it was really, was that really your mom?
Wait, which video is this?
It's like the relaxation thing. He's like, just
relax. No, that's real audio of my mother. Yeah.
Real, and you used real audio of your mother who basically is infiltrating a relaxation person. And it had all the images of relaxation, like a babbling brook. And it's like, relax. And then the
I've done two of those.
They're so
and for some
funny.
Reason, they don't get the numbers as the other stuff.
No, yeah, but they're just brilliant.
Yeah. I am. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I definitely don't do it for the money.
No, no, you don't. Well, you say that, but also, like, what
people
is,
love it.
In a perfect world, what is Kyle Dunnigan? Do you get the Kyle Dunnigan sketch show, character show? Is that what you want to do?
I'll tell you. Right now, I'm making this, pilot.
Yeah.
Like a half hour. It's a fake sitcom.
Great.
It's called The Fresh Prez of DC. It's about Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make this show. I don't know who would ever air it. So I'm not sure how to make money because it's so much work. It's
if you make it 12 minutes, they'll put on Adult Swim.
Yeah, they, I bet they would.
Will they? It's incredibly disrespectful to everyone in it.
I love that.
Then it's 100% right for Adult Swim.
Fresh Prez of DC.
I'm just worried there's like... They cannot get ads for this show. That's what I feel like.
Who needs ads?
Is Adult Swim even like? Yes. Are these channels even?
Yes.
It's still a channel. Yes.
I
want to
see it. And are you playing other characters? You play all the characters?
I play everybody. I play AOC. I play
Biden.
Bill Maher. I play Ben Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually do the voice, which I think I might have to change, of President Xi. I think I may not be allowed to.
I don't think you're allowed.
I didn't do a Chinese accent.
You just did a regular voice.
I just did I did the guy from Indiana Jones who's like, yes, Mr. Jones. Yes.
That guy. Yes. I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can do that.
Why not? It's not a Chinese accent.
No,
it's,
but I think it is you're doing a version of a Chinese actor. I don't think you can do that.
No, I'm doing a version of a Chinese dictator.
Ah,
true.
But different. You can't. You can't. Political. I don't think you can. You might have to just do it
as a regular. Do him as a New Yorker.
Just it'd do it as a New Yorker. Just do like, it as like against type. Like go way against type.
As like your
hey, how you doing?
Hey. Hey, what's going on over here?
What's
Hey. Do him as Stallone.
Hey, where's the microphone?
Do him as Stallone.
Hey, yo. You know? Let's get those plants. I stole your son's laptop, you know?
Perfect. Kyle, it's
I don't
perfect.
Know. I guess I'll... So I have to get... Here's the thing, it's not like I'm not giving an Asian actor a chance here. No one's making money.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, no, no. And you're doing all the characters, but
that's
I do
what
think...
you should do, is get an Asian actor to do the lines and then dub you doing the...
That's the answer.
That's the answer.
And you do... Get him to do it, but dub you doing Stallone.
Hey, yo.
And then we'll just dub over that.
AOC. AOC. All right. So.
Oh my God. Frank Stallone contacted me. Hey,
did he? Did he really?
Yeah. He is a weird dude.
Yeah.
What? There's supposed to be a documentary about him coming out.
Yeah. He was going to do the show. He's going to come on the show. I do this at home with Sly Stallone show every now and then. Not that many people are watching.
No, but I mean, but anyway, if you get Frank Stallone, that's crazy.
But, and then he was like, sent me his email to send him the link to do the show. And then he disappeared. Couldn't find him. And then since then, he's just been sending me, he sent me a video of himself playing guitar.
No way.
Oh, great.
Didn't respond to like anything else.
Hey, yo, Kyle, this is me playing guitar.
It's me, Frank Stallone. like my brother.
I talk like my brother.
Does he sound like his brother?
Oh, he's more like this. He's like, hey,
it's perfect.
I'm Frank Stallone.
I don't even know what you're doing, but it makes me laugh.
Hey, yo, I got a new haircut. You guys like this? You know? Yes. Party on one side, business on the other side. You know?
Oh, Stallone. Fantastic. Stallone, you're too much, Stallone.
You're too much.
Yo, let's do another story.
Let's do a story. All right, Stallone, let's get into it.
Small town chit chat, let's go. Come on.
Sent in by Kyle Andrews, one of my favorite handles of all the people who sent us in.
Yeah.
At all Late right. Night Nachos.
The best.
Thank you, buddy.
Beautiful. Right. Very bad for your digestion.
Okay, good. Thank
not
you.
Good for your core. Thanks,
not good
Sly.
For the core.
Thanks,
buddy. Thanks.
UK man completes mission to park in every spot at local supermarket.
How is that a mission?
You got to set goals that you can achieve.
Hey, Sly, right? Remember when you were in Cobra and you had that opening scene with like the two, he shoots everybody up in the supermarket and then moves the toothpick to the other side of his mouth like he just graduated?
Yeah, and I go to the guy, I say, he says he's going to shoot up the place, and I go, I don't shop here. Then I blow his ass up. Remember that? Then the following scene, I cut pizza with scissors. Fantastic movie and character.
Hey, where are my pizza cutting
you
scissors?
You can't stump me. Hey, I know my own movies. Come on. More stories.
Wasn't that a good old John Heffron joke that they had like
the same scissors that they used to cut the shit off the back of their dog was what they used to cut the pizza.
I don't think I've ever used
scissors.
Absolutely
disgusting.
Absolutely.
Sorry, but no. Sly wants to get on the stick. I mean, when Sly gets into stories, Dan, he just wants to get going.
But here's what I'm saying.
Let's do this. Come on. Guy who had nachos late at night, what happened?
No. He's saying the guy, a UK man, a British man.
Completed his mission
of parking in every single space.
At his local supermarket.
So we all set insane goals. Kyle wants to have a TV show on the air.
Who's Kyle? We're talking to Sly Stallone right now.
My buddy Kyle.
Who's the hell you talking about?
I talked to everybody, Kyle. So this is a goal that this man set, and it was very reachable, and he got it. Yeah, it's like an attainable goal. Like, what are some of your goals, Sly? Your goals in life?
Well, my goals now is to make sure my daughters, don't do anything weird like them Blumpkins. Hoops on the chest.
Yeah.
Those are my goals. Blumpkin. Simple old man goals.
Yeah, I got you.
That's fair.
Look, you've seen them. You see my daughters, right?
Yeah, no, I've never seen them.
Apparently beautiful.
Absolute trouble.
Yeah.
It's really kinky shit.
Hey, come on.
Come on.
So you have a lot in common with Wayne Gretzky. I mean, he can't, he's having a difficult time with Paulina Gretzky,
Never have children.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Well, a man completed his own personal challenge to park in every car parking space at his local Sainsbury's. I usually tend to. I bet I park in the same 5 to 6 different spots every single time I go.
I'm gonna do every one,
but yours is so busy. You take whatever's available.
The pressure in a Trader Joe's Silver Lake parking lot.
Gelson's across from a Trader Joe's is the one in his neighborhood. So both of them are just like a free for all. Remember, we saw a guy giving another dude a suplex at that parking lot. That might have been over his
parking
spot.
Space. Yeah.
What is it? I mean, I guess people talk about this, but what is it about Trader Joe's that they've looked this like 8 spaces?
They make the spaces. I want to say this: they make the spaces 3 inches shorter.
They always have a
3 inches
too small of a parking lot.
Yeah, that's it. Too narrow.
Is that so they look like they're busy?
I don't know.
It seems aggressive.
I wondered this as well. It feels deliberate.
It does.
I think they want you to feel like privileged that you made it into their lot, and then
thank
into
God
their
I
store.
Made it in. Let me just buy my food and get out of here.
Well, Gareth Wilde. From Bromley, Southeast London.
Bromley.
Said West he decided Brom. To take on the challenge after noticing his preference for certain spots. All this time, I've kept a spreadsheet listing every parking spot I've used at the local supermarket in a bid to park in them all.
Quick question. In a bid to never, ever have a partner.
That's
in his
what
life.
I said. What is his girlfriend
is he
think
married?
About?
That's a good question. Does he have a woman he was.
Well, what
he
do,
talk,
what
like,
do his friends think? Does he have a woman who's dumped him over this?
No, not yet.
It's the parking spaces or me.
This week, I completed my magnum opus. He is high on life.
Relax, Faulkner.
I'm
going
to ask you guys, how long do you think it took him to park in every spot at his local grocery store?
Should have taken him like 3 weeks.
Say going twice a month, or twice a week, probably.
Twice a week. And how many spots?
He's got to wait till the open, or does he hang out and wait a half hour?
I will tell you, there are 211 spots.
Oh, right. Shit. That took him 3 years.
Okay. Jay, what do you
think?
It
took him 3 years.
Man, I think it took longer than that. I think it took like 6 years.
Okay.
I think
it's magnum opus, dude.
A year and a half. This guy's prone to hyperbole.
Okay, so Randy says a
year
and
a
half.
Kyle says three. Jay says
that easy to park
6 years.
One of you is exactly right.
Wow, we've been so good today. Jeez,
we're really good on it.
So now we got to play the game. Who do you think is exactly right?
Got to be Dunnigan, right?
Right? I kind of think Dunnigan.
Okay. Jason?
Gotta be,
I think it's me.
Okay.
Hey, Jason's been pretty good.
I've been pretty good today. But that was on the other story. Let's be clear. Look, it stops when the pool thing starts
sucking. When your penis comes out of the suction.
Pool sucking thing stops sucking and you move
forward.
The
amount of time that it took him to park in all 211 spots at his local grocery store to complete his magnum opus was 6 years.
Oh, yeah!
Wow.
God damn it, Jay's having a good day.
I'm having a good day.
It kind of feels like the old Panini sticker albums. I don't know what that means. But a really boring version of it, the production director told the PA news agency.
A news outlet covered this.
And it wasn't the Onion.
That's what we're talking about. Oh, really?
There's only so many parking spaces. There's only so many parking spaces. Why not try to get them all? It's a collector's
thing. Oh, really?
Thing.
Someone parked in all the spaces? What a great story.
Is this the elite media, Bill Maher, that just basically taking a story and running with it? What is it?
There's no God. Okay.
Well, no, we were talking
about if his God is like achieving goals. He made it. Let me guess. This guy's a fat fuck.
Maybe, but if you park far away from a thing, you still have to walk all the way in.
But Bill's right. I think he's right.
He said, there's only so many parking spaces. Why try not to get them all? It's a collector's thing, I suppose.
It's like NFTs.
Wait till this guy finds out about Pokemon.
Right. Yeah. Go get them all.
What followed was a thorough mapping of 211 spots available to him on his weekly shop, with disability spaces and motorcycle bays excluded.
Wait, Dan, but how good must it have felt when he was getting lower and lower on the list to be able to cross off another space?
See, I think Jason's on
board. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I got in the space C12 today, honey.
Your face is still Bill Maher.
Your face is still.
Okay, people, let's get to it. Any other losers we want to talk about?
Okay, let's talk about. This feels like parking lot bingo.
Right.
It's blacking out the bingo car, and you love
it. Oh, wait till you see it. Guys, he made an entire map with disability and motorcycle bays excluded, dividing the spaces into categories A through F. I'm going to show you guys
his map. If he was committed, he would have given himself a disability.
He would have got crippled.
All right, here it is. Take a look at this. is the map that he created.
Oh, God.
He got into it, guys. Yeah. Look at this.
A, B, C. Color-coded.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not all listing each of the spaces.
No, he's got them all in there, and then he numbers them. 1 through 26, 27 through 52. That's just the D's.
What does he do? Is he like an accountant? I feel like he is some sort of
lonely accountant,
CPA or somewhere.
Yeah. Wild.
Can you see what he does for a living?
Yes, I think it did.
Does he work at Sainsbury's? No.
No, I can't remember. Maybe we didn't say
yet. He's a local.
Maybe we won't say. I don't know. He goes, what followed was his map. That's what I showed everybody. He completed his challenge on the 24th of April by slotting his car into F20, which he described as a pig to get in, he added. I don't want to make out it was too big of a deal, but there was a moment of elation. People responded to his thread detailing the challenge with questions including what the best space to park the car was. He says, it turns out there's a lot of questions about car parks. The best space is, I mean, comfortably, you got to be looking at C1. C1 is gold
dust. Absolutely.
C1 is gold. So what you're saying, he slotted his vehicle into F7 and it was a pig to get in. Are we still talking about this story or is this the pool story?
Yeah.
Folks.
Wow.
The moment you come through the gates, it's the first thing you really sort of see as a space. All right. I'm going to ask you guys, how old is Gareth Wilde?
How old is he?
Kyle. What kind of man says, I'm going to take 6 years of my life.
And by the way, he's doing this at random. He's like, okay, here's another one that I like. He just drives up and just.
Can you imagine at a certain point, he's probably in that parking lot for 20 minutes because if he's only got four or five left and they're
he's
not.
He's
got
to wait for those people to leave.
I'll tell you, he just takes what he can in his midlife crisis.
Right.
So I'm going to say maybe he's 53.
Okay. Wow. Jay, what do you think? Like every rapper talks about starting at the bottom and making their way up. Mm-hmm. This guy did it. Started at the top
and made his way down.
Yes, made his way back down to the bottom of life's achievements. I'm going to say he's 44.
44.
What? You guys, this dude is 73. He's on the edge. 77.
Might be, yeah. 77. I think we got a lot of time.
77. Man. Okay. 77.
Gareth Wilde is 39 years old.
What? Wow.
Yes. He's look at him.
Oh, my God.
Look how happy he is.
This is
he's
a guy.
He's
33.
He loves to tell you about different types of cheese that aren't cheese.
I wonder if this is a pandemic. Oh, no. It said it took 6 years. This is pre-pandemic he started doing.
So
this.
He was doing pandemic-level stupid things back
just
then.
Just to fill
before.
Time.
Just preparing for yes. it. Just preparing for
Wilde
it.
Wilde said his wife is, quote, always really supportive, while daughter Aubrey, who's 4, regularly joins him on parking missions. It sort of became a thing we would do. Having her along is a bit like daddy-daughter time, you know? Yeah, or
is
just
it a bit like it, or is it? It actually is.
It's like daddy-daughter time. Store together.
He said therapy. She'll be like, yeah, my dad used to.
My dad used to just park.
The therapist is like, here, just have a seat on the couch. And she's like, well, I already sat there.
There, so I'm not going to sit here. So I'm going to sit on the floor.
I'm going to sit on everyone. Has dad fucked me up?
Yeah, he did.
Yes. On Twitter, Wilde said that he said that a Lidl, L-I-D-L, is that like a store, close to where he lives, has Lidl. The potential for a repeat attempt. He also described Par Parks as a good snapshot of English life. You get all sorts of people coming and mingling, he said. Some of them
even weirdos like me.
Some of them park like assholes. Some of them just obey the rules and follow the signs. I just like being out and about and seeing those people.
Can't wait to read his book. Who's got the movie rights? Huh?
I mean,
okay. I mean, who's got the movie rights?
Okay. Chapter 7, Space F5.
6 years.
Space FI.
Right, that's story
what
number
a page turner.
What a waste of time, right? I mean, yeah. I love it. All right, there's story number two. When we come back, we'll give us a little taste of what we're going to hear in segment three, Daniel.
Oh, just a strip club in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good. I'm sure that's normal.
You know who we're going to do segment three with? Is with Craig.
Our old buddy Craig.
Our old buddy Craig.
So he's going to join us for segment three, and our Patreon fans are going to get some behind the scenes
behind
questions.
The scenes and maybe a little bit of Caitlyn Jenner, our Patreon fans. You definitely want to sign
up. Yeah, baby.
We're going to sign up for that a little bit later. This is Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere. One more segment with Kyle Dunnigan.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Dan, take us home, buddy.
Are you ready for this?
Yes. Should we have Biden do this with us or Craig?
Craig, anybody
Let's
who
have
wants
Craig.
To jump in.
Can maybe Craig can join come us. In and join us. So maybe, you know, Craig is
all
a
right, good... guys, let's do this.
Hey, Craig. Craig, what's going on? First of all, how you doing, Craig? What's going
Hold on,
buddy?
One sec. I got to close this.
He's going to close something up. Now, Craig is one of my favorite people because Craig is very honest.
Yes.
You for can't, sure. He doesn't put on airs. He doesn't try to fool you. He doesn't try to do things just for the sake
very
of comedy.
Very earnest. Mm-hmm.
So he'll
Sorry,
give
guys.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
What's going on?
Sorry, guys. I just had to close.
It's all good. It's everything's good.
Are you closing a door, Craig? What's going on, Craig?
All right. Just closing some windows for you guys. So there wasn't so many shining lights on my glasses.
Thanks.
Cool.
Appreciate
that. There you go.
Craig,
cool. Thanks, buddy.
Craig, how are those glasses? I mean, how's the prescription? Is it good or is your eyesight getting better or is it getting worse?
No, it's getting worse, you guys.
Should you do LASIK?
I don't want to burn my eyeballs with LASIK.
No, it doesn't burn your eyeballs. They don't burn your eyeballs.
Yeah, it's a laser beam.
I had it. That's not how it works.
Dan had it.
No, the only thing I know about lasers is you aren't supposed to look at lasers.
And that's not how it works either.
That's the only laser beam information I have.
Well, okay.
Well,
don't right, look
we'll,
at
let's
it.
Let's do this last story.
Let's do this last story, Craig.
It's a short little fun one. It was sent in by Kyle Andrews at Late Night Nachos. He double dipped.
Double dipped those nachos.
Las Vegas strip club. Here's the headline. Las Vegas strip club offering free vaccination clinic with dances and free bottle service.
Okay. Craig,
free bottle Vegas service. Is doing whatever it takes to vaccinate this country.
Craig, have you ever been to a strip club?
What?
You've never been to...
What's the strip club?
It's strip club is where
it's dancing.
I don't know what it is.
I know what it is, you guys. I just forgot right now.
Exotic dancing. It's exotic dancing. He's allowed to know what it is.
Yeah, but I don't want to push it in
Craig,
there.
Craig, how old are you?
I know what bottle service is, but I forgot what that is.
Bottle service is when you get bottles of alcohol.
You get bottles of alcohol, right?
And then they bring it to you.
You get bottles of alcohol and you get bottle service.
Right. You know what it is. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
You go with your mom.
I know what it is. And the strip club is...
You go, and there's like women dancing, and they take their clothes off.
Yeah, strip club. Right.
Just have your mom take you. Your mom will take you. Will your mom take you to a strip club?
Mom, can we go to a strip club?
No. She said no. She said no. She didn't answer.
She's in the shower.
She's in the shower. All right, well, look, she's doing her own
thing. A popular Las Vegas strip club is hosting a free vaccination clinic Friday.
I love it.
Where dances and complimentary bottles will be provided. This is community service.
They better be getting a kickback.
When the pandemic started, strip clubs stepped up.
And they did
in Portland and in Texas with drive-through strip clubs.
Dan, if 10 years ago someone said to you, I want you to go to a strip club, and I want you to let them put a needle in your arm.
Right.
What would you say?
I'd say, you're talking about one of those strip clubs between the Strip and Fremont Street, and I am not going.
No. Have you ever been to Vegas, Craig?
Oh, yeah, I've been there a bunch of times.
Where do you gamble?
I stay at Circus Circus.
You stay at Circus Circus?
You stay at Circus Circus. Yeah, but I don't leave because there's no reason to leave if you've ever been to Circus Circus.
So you only stay at Circus Circus? A lot of games, a roller coaster.
That's the best place there. They got clowns and shows.
Yeah, the whole thing's like an arcade.
Craig loves clowns.
Yeah.
Craig loves clowns.
Got cotton candy in there, guys?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's so awesome. I mean, you know that there's more to Vegas than just Circus Circus, though, right?
You don't need any more of Vegas.
You're with Excalibur? Right. I think you'd like Excalibur. It's a castle.
No, that's scary. No, that's got witches.
He doesn't
want
to go to the castle, but he likes Circus
Circus.
Don't
make him go to the castle.
Circus is funny, you guys.
Yeah, it sounds good.
100%, Jason, Randy. Do you know if Circus Circus is still standing?
I don't know. No clue. Never been. I think it's next to the Golden Horseshoe. Am I right?
No, it's down by the Stratosphere.
The Golden
Nugget Shower.
No, that's
the Golden
Shower.
Have you ever been to the Golden Nugget?
I've been to the Golden Shower.
You haven't?
He has not.
I haven't been to the Golden Shower.
See, he has not.
Craig, tell me what are your weekend plans? First of all, have you been vaccinated?
For what?
Okay. That says everything we need to know right there.
What are you getting vaccinated for?
For COVID. What are you doing this weekend? What are your weekend plans, Craig?
Well, I'm probably just gonna stay here in my house.
That's safe.
I've got some projects that I'm working on. It's not like I'm doing nothing here.
Yeah. What projects is there?
I'm making a volcano.
You are.
Oh.
Will it work? Will it shoot?
Yeah. I'm just getting some dirt from my yard. Bring it into the house.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm gonna show my. I don't want to show my mom until it's finished.
You don't want to show your
mom
that
you're bringing dirt
into the house.
Yeah. That's not
a good
working model.
Why don't you be a surprise if she sees me bringing all this dirt in? Then she won't be surprised when she sees the awesome volcano.
That's true. Sure. I mean, is there anything better than a volcano that works, Dan? Like one that you make?
A volcano that doesn't work is pretty great, too.
It is.
Because those can hurt people.
And again, I know we're speaking in generalities right now, but we could be speaking about a strip club giving free bottle service in terms of volcanoes that work.
The pop-up clinic is in partnership with the Southern Nevada Health District.
How far is it popping up?
That's user discretion. Larry Flint's Hustler Club is offering free vaccines for adults 21 and older on Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at its Dean Martin Drive location. Anyone who receives a vaccine during the clinic will receive a membership card and a bottle, free dances, and tickets to one of the club's shows.
This, to me, feels like Biden might have stepped in and had something to do with this, because I know he wants Biden, did you set this whole thing up, President Biden?
Yeah, look. We got all come together here.
Yeah.
And vaccinate the whole from West Coast to East Coast.
Uh-huh.
Across the lands, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So one guy got it, the other guy got it, and the other guy got it. Come on, man.
Okay.
That's another thing Biden does, is that smile at the end of a joke. We're like,
that's what I like to call them, chickies.
They had the smile. smile hold.
Smile hold. Yeah. I love it.
So he does good. Do a good smile it's hold.
So
good.
Dan, when can we go?
Mr.
And
President,
get
I love that smile hold.
Yeah, keep it.
The pop-up clinics, like I said, it was the Southern Nevada Health District. Anyone who receives a vaccine will receive a membership card, bottle-free dances, tickets to one of the club's shows. I didn't know they had specific
Look,
shows.
Look, if Caitlyn Jenner is listening, she should use this on her platform running for governor for this.
Caitlyn Jenner, are you here, Caitlyn?
I'm not using transphobic assholes.
Okay. So, so, I mean.
Guys are a bunch of. You guys like my new bob cut?
Ah, I love your bob cut. Right?
It's great.
It's Caleb. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop trying to fuck me with your eyes.
We're no, not. We're not. No, nobody
is. Yes, you are. I see how you're looking at me.
No. Come on. No, baby. We aren't.
I'm a governor.
You're not yet.
You're not.
It's close enough.
It's not close enough. No one's even measured it.
Yes, it is.
Nobody's even measured it yet. Caleb.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. See, you're getting.
I'm sorry,
Dan. You're really making.
Really making.
Dan's
Caitlyn
a transphobic asshole.
No,
yes, he
all.
Is.
He's
being transphobic right now.
No, he's not.
Not at all.
Dan is not.
Come on, baby.
The club.
Get those stories out there, Danny boy.
The club is hosting the vaccination site to help promote the efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccine and to offer an on-site amenity for club goers, staff, and locals. I would go to this just to see it happening.
Just to see
I have
goes.
A campaign for my campaign of governor. No vaccines for the homeless.
What?
Why?
That's how I'm going to get rid of them, baby.
No.
No vaccines, baby.
That sounds terrible.
You're homeless phobic.
You're homeless phobic.
Just for the rich people, the vaccines.
No.
Important people. Famous and rich.
No.
That's the only people who should get it.
No, hey, come on, Caitlyn.
No, Caitlyn.
You
no,
know
baby.
That's not fair.
No, baby.
No, they can Caitlyn, vote no. too. People who don't have money can vote no. too. No, yes. stop.
Yeah, Caitlyn, well, they shouldn't be allowed to.
No, that's not true either.
Oh, Caitlyn, come on.
If you make under $1 million a year, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. You're obviously a moron.
Oh, no, Caitlyn.
It's so easy to make money.
You are really stepping in it.
Yeah,
right
this
now.
Is not. You should post a picture of yourself. With your titties out, baby.
No.
Don't do
no,
that.
Don't do that. Don't, please. Don't.
Or have sex with a black guy. That's what
no,
Kim did.
Come on.
Caitlyn. That's what Kim did.
No. Caitlyn, stop it. Stop.
Come on, baby. You no. know it's true.
Caitlyn.
Just saying facts. No one have heard of her. She didn't do that. Come on.
The Dan? Club's namesake, Larry Flint, died earlier this year
yes.
at the age of 78. I don't know why they put that in Love there it. After telling people to come get free bottle service, lap dances, and membership while getting
Let's
a free
keep it
COVID
light.
Vaccine.
You don't want to end up like him.
Yeah.
So the bad news is this came out May 21st, so you already missed it. But if you're in the Vegas area, check and see if any of the strip clubs are doing free
come
COVID.
Come get bottle Go. Service. Remember 9/11?
Yes.
Why are they bumming everybody out at the end there?
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
Yeah, that's kind of what they did.
Caitlyn
got it right.
Did comedy. Yeah. Hey, Caitlyn, if you want to.
2-for-1 drinks on Thursday.
Yeah, baby. That 2-for-1 drinks
your
Thursday.
Bottle service.
Don't forget the Holocaust.
Yeah, baby. The Holocaust, yeah. What the hell kind of article is that?
I don't know. It was like carefree and fun. And at the end, they're like, somebody died.
Yeah, baby, death.
Get your martinis. 40 million people die of cancer every year.
If any townies in Vegas went to this or know someone who
I
want to
hear about
let
it.
Us know
let
on
us
social
know.
Media. I want to know how it went.
That's how we do it, you guys. That
That's
is the
stories,
show.
Friends.
Kyle Dunnigan, Bill Maher, Caitlyn Jenner,
Sylvester
Joe
Stallone.
Biden, Sylvester
okay,
Stallone.
People.
All of you, thank you for joining
yes,
us.
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum. All of you.
What about me?
Yes, Michael, you were there too. Yeah, you. All there. And that is the show, guys. No shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Stop and Avenue, a podcast network.